Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, well. Welcome to another segment of Life Remix Radio. This is Cy Brown, and today I'm bringing you your midday dose of urban inspiration, pop culture, hip-hop, God, love, spirit, and all that good stuff. Today's show is brought to you by the Master Your Mind Weekend. It's taking place at the Sheraton Newark Airport Hotel in Newark, New Jersey. Guest speakers include Obina Indu and Mr. Jose Villegas, who will be joining us later on in the show. Mr. Villegas is the author of this is an amazing book, I got to tell you. It changed my life, Emotional Prisoner. And he considers himself your change partner. The website for the event is creatingpossibilitiesnow.com. So, again, today's show is sponsored by the Master Your Mind Weekend. The website is creatingpossibilitiesnow.com. And Mr. Jose Villegas will be joining us just to kind of give you a little bit more information. The event will be taking place at the Sheraton Newark Airport Hotel, located at 128 Frontage Road in Newark, New Jersey. So for those of you in the NYC area, or the North Jersey area, it's the big Sheraton, not the little one in Elizabeth. It's the one closer to the airport. So I just wanted to let you know who is kind enough to sponsor today's show. Our show is also brought to you today by Blog Talk Radio, who has this amazing platform that allows me to do what I do every day, coming at you live at 12 noon. Just want to let you know the chat room is now open. You can log on to blogtalkradio.com/Cy Brown. So SAIBROWNE. So for those of you who may be at work and you know you don't want to be on the cell phone or the office phone, definitely hit us up in the chat room. You will be able to chat with me live as well as Mr. Villegas when he joins us shortly. Just know that all of our shows are archived for future listening, and they can be downloaded from iTunes, or you can do it as a feed so it automatically gets fed to you every day, or you can log on to Life Remix Radio to hear shows that you may have missed. And if you want to call in live to the show today, just dial 347-633-9113. Again, 347-633-9113. All right, here we go. Now that we got the housekeeping stuff out of the way, just want to kind of talk to you. The whole concept of today's show is Master Your Mind Weekend. And, well, it's sponsored by Master Your Mind Weekend, but we're talking about the mind. And I actually downloaded yesterday from Oprah's soul, I believe the name of it, I don't want to screw it up, is like her soul channel or the spirit channel or something like that. And I keep getting a lot of emails about the new church of Oprah and how Oprah is on some tangent and Jesus is not the only way. Well, I know my Bible says to get to the Father, you must come through me. So, you know, I do believe, you know, in a lot of things that she does say. But I think before we're quick to chastise Oprah and what she believes and what her followers believe, I know us as Christians, we cannot impose our belief on anybody else. We are supposed to, as I understand it, share God, share the love of God, share what he's done for us through our testimony and through our living testimony, and keep it moving. Let the Holy Spirit deal with that person, but at least we know we can sleep at night because we did exactly what we were supposed to do. But the point is, I listened to her show yesterday, one of her shows yesterday, when I knew that Mr. Villegas was going to be joining us, and I wanted to know about this whole mind thing. I don't even know what to call it. You do your work, you do your research in the Bible. I definitely, I would not call myself a metaphysician. I would never go so far as to say that. But I do believe that there are a lot of things that go on besides the physical realm of what we can see, what we can smell, what we can taste, and what we can touch. And I think there is such a divine connection between our mind, our body, our soul, our spirit. All of these things are so intertwined. And I think just to be able to live a better life or a more well-rounded life, we have to be able to understand the connection between all of them so that way we can tap into that infinite power source as needed. Just so you know, anybody that want to call in, the number is 347-633-9113. The chat room is open, and you can log on to Life Remix Radio to hear more about the show. Now, getting back to the issue of mastering your mind, you know, I attended a church in Atlanta called Hillside Chapel and Truth Center, and Hillside is a unity church, and it was very difficult. I actually attended that church one time. I started actually in 2003. KRS did a worship service there, and I attended because I couldn't figure out personally how a church could have a hip-hop service, and I just really wanted to see KRS facilitate a Sunday sermon, so I was like, this I have to see. And even though I worked for him specifically, I never saw him, you know, literally get up in a pulpit and preach a sermon. So when I went to Hillside, it was amazing because that was the first time in my entire life that I heard anybody saying that God is light, God is love, God lives in us. And I was so confused because I'm thinking, wait a minute. The way I understood God is he was up in the sky somewhere. And I remember writing in my book, my first book, From Hip Hop to Heaven, that detailed my re-entry into a more spirit-filled way of living and coming out of the world. I said I didn't get out of the bed for like a week, a month, months it took me to get out of bed because I was afraid I was going to piss God off. And I specifically said it that way so that the saints that were reading my book would understand that's really how I felt. I was afraid to get out of bed because I did not want to piss God off. I didn't want to get out of bed because the way the church had me feeling is if you look at a man the wrong way, you're lusting with your eyes. If you curse somebody out in your brain, that's it. You know, there were just so many rules. I said, you know what? We're going to fix this. I am not getting out of bed. That way I can't look at anybody the wrong way. That way I can't curse my kids out when they aggravate me. That way there's no way that God can ever be mad at me. And I will just live in grace and harmony and peace. And you know something? It was horrible. I don't know about you, but if you're ever sick and you can't get out of the bed and you want to get out of the bed, you just can't get out of the bed. But for me, not getting out of the bed was self-imposed just because I did not want to get out of the bed and get on God's bad side, which is total contradictory. It's a total contradiction to what God is about. And once I realized that God does live in us and God is not up in the sky somewhere just waiting to punish us, I realized what an important role my mind played on, what role my mind played on me living the best life that God had for me. So I'm just so pleased to make the acquaintance of Mr. Villegas. He is an amazing speaker, and I cannot wait to see him on July 19th at the Sheraton in Newark Airport Hotel. He is going to be the keynote speaker for the Master Your Mind weekend, and it's, you know, I will be there. My face will be in the place, but just to know that there are people out there that really are understanding this mind, spirit, body, God connection and can break it down in such a way to make me understand it so I can implement it in my life, I'm extremely, extremely happy. So I guess I kind of just set the tone for the show. Let me pipe Mr. Villegas, and I believe he's joining us right now. One moment, please. Mr. V, are you with us?
Hey, how you doing, Saida?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm great this day.
Yeah, you know what? Today is a great day. I'm just happy to have you with us. You know, I was just sharing with my listeners how your mind plays such a divine role in the life that you live, you as in me, you, anybody that's listening, not you in particular. And just knowing about your book, knowing about who you are, and knowing your testimony, your mind can put you it can place you as an emotional prisoner. And I lived in that space for a while. It's a sucky place to be. And so I'm just really happy that you, you know, took the time out of your day to join us right here at noon. Let me just give our callers the number just in case they want to speak with you. And then at the tail on the other side of that, I want to just get into, if you could give us quickly who you are, and then I can jump right into my questions. If you want to call in and speak with Mr. Villegas, the call-in number is 347-633-9113, and you can definitely hit us up on the chat, blogtalkradio.com/Cy Brown. So, Mr. V, can you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are before I jump into just picking your brain about how to master your mind?
Yes. Well, I'm Jose Villegas. I'm the author of Emotional Prisoner. I wrote that book as a result of serving time in my own mind. First of all, what is serving time? My soul is serving time locked up behind my feelings. I've never been to physical jail. You know, I've never served time in prison, but I've served time in life. A little bit about me, how I got to this subject, how I got to this place in my life. I used to smoke crack cocaine for a living, and I thought that when I stopped smoking crack cocaine, my life would get better. It did after it got worse first because I had problems before I smoked crack. So I stopped buying crack, started buying sex, started overeating, started shopping to my feelings, had to file bankruptcy because I had more things than I could pay for. You know, I ended up on Prozac, Zoloft, medicine for the medicine. You know, all the side effects, they got to give you other medicine to counteract the side effects. You know, and so what happened was I sat down one day and just stopped. You know, I think one of the things the mind does, it makes you react. And once it gets you to react, it just runs you till you run yourself in the ground. So I found myself sitting in this place. You know, I was sitting in this place, and I was sitting with myself and didn't know myself. I was sitting with a total stranger, and I was the only one there. So what happened, you know what I mean? So what happened was I started questioning myself. See, if you ask God the right question, you'll get the right answer. A lot of times we don't ask the right question.
Can you repeat that and shout it at the top of your lungs? Please repeat that and shout it out. Say that again, please.
If you don't ask God the right question, you can't get the right answers.
Amen.
And you have. And I asked God, what is going on with me? And what I found out was is that my mind actually was the problem. See, it addressed itself up as the solution when in actuality it's the problem. One of the problems with my mind was that it always wanted to seek pleasure and avoid pain.
Mm.
And to avoid pain kept me in pain. See? See, pain is a gift nobody wants.
Right.
If it weren't for pain, I wouldn't know what to change. Your pain wakes me up. My acronym for pain is PAIN, pay attention inside now. You know?
Wow.
So, that's why when I'm in pain, I learn more. I don't learn more having fun.
I want to say I hate sticky situations, and personally, whenever I have to deal with sticky situations, I retreat. And this has hurt me professionally on more occasions than once. I don't like precarious situations because I don't, you know, my heart is so pure, I don't want to hurt anybody, and I'm always afraid somebody's going to be mad at me. And so in my mind, I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to speak to them because they may be mad at me, and I don't know what I'm going to say, which is absolutely bizarre. I mean, I can say that now because I'm on the other side of it. But you know what? Letting your mind run rampant can cause damage to you personally and professionally and really ruin a lot of things. And you know something, Mr. Villegas? I didn't even know I was that much of a mess.
Well, see, here's the problem. That's common. See, when I first wrote my book, I probably gave away $5,000 or $6,000 of them because I never could tell people no. You know, I couldn't tell them no, but I would end up sitting home mad with myself because I ain't got no money after all the books I done bought. You know, and I'm out of books. I got to hustle more money to rebuy books to give them away again. You know, but let me tell you something about how deep this thing is. See, the reason people don't notice your mind because we've never been taught that we sold. First of all.
Amen.
You gotta realize, you know, you gotta realize God breathed life into man. Now, through He became a living soul. He didn't become a living mind. You know, you didn't even have a mind. Your mind is really what I call a conscious illusion. Meaning what? It's alive, but it's an illusion because it's based off simply past information. See, the mind you got, you know, the mind you got, the mind I got, and the mind everybody has comes from the environment. That's why Tiger Woods played golf, because his dad played golf. Golfing was an environment. Where if he had my parents, he wouldn't have played golf. I guarantee you, he wouldn't even been a Tiger. You know, but he'd have been what I am working on constantly. I'm constantly working on being nice. You know that nice became a problem in my life. Do you know being nice became a bad habit? Do you know being nice actually have me marrying people to take advantage of me and my relationship?
Wow.
You know, you have to put people in your life that keeps this going. This, you know, you don't even know you're doing it because it's so unconscious.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Continue. Please continue, sir.
So here's the key to understanding. The first and most powerful thing I realized was I first have to realize I'm not my mind. See, my mind is so smooth that it'll get into the driver's seat of my life, and I not even know it's taking control. And here's the thing about the mind. The mind doesn't have a free will, so it can't make you do anything. It can only suggest to you what you should do. So once it gets you, that's why you ever notice your mind will tell you to do one thing, and then as soon as you finish, it condemns you for doing it?
Yeah.
Because your mind is really dysfunctional. I even tell my mind, I talk to my mind, I say, when my mind talks to me, I say, thanks for sharing, but I ain't doing that today. I hear you. Yeah, I hear you, but you got to talk to your mind because it's a whole other person.
But then let me ask you, okay, so what you're saying is our mind is an entity in of itself.
Exactly. It got a will. It doesn't have a free will, but it wills itself. What it does, see, the real problem with the mind is that it jumps in front of every situation and try to answer questions for me. It interprets it, it analyzes it, and then it tells me what's going on. When I wrote my book, my mind didn't tell me I could write a book. My mind told me, people ain't going to buy this. You don't even know how to spell.
But then, Mr. Villegas, so then what does control our life? If, in fact, it's not our mind, which I always thought it was. Trust me, I thought, okay, my thoughts, my mind. So what is the driving force behind our actions or our thoughts?
What controls your life is you as soul. That's the only part. See, your will is always free, even if you're not. Let me break that down.
Please.
See, God can't even override your decision. So you have to take control of your life. See, God operates. See, what man done with God? Let me tell you what man done. Man has tried to make God in his image. See?
Right.
And what man has done, I'm glad I heard the part you was talking about, the man upstairs and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no upstairs and ain't no man. See? We grew up with all that. And after a while, you start believing the man is up there looking down on me. Let me tell you what God, how God, see, it doesn't matter what we call God. People spend too much time with names. God, what I want people to understand is how do I communicate and let God operate in my life? Do you know how God operates in your life? God operates through instincts, that hunch, those gut feelings, those unemotional thoughts that come before the situation happens. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, you know those first feelings you get about something?
Yes.
That's God talking. Mm. And you know why it's so powerful? Because it catches your mind off guard. See, your mind has to experience an experience just like you do before it can give you an answer. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, it can't give you an answer until it experienced something too. So when you have a thought that pops up without your mind participating, that's God. Now, here's the key. Man took God out of nature and put him in church, right? So look, catch this. This is powerful. I'm telling you, this is a big discovery for me. The problem is people are not listening instinctively to God in every situation. Even when I make a bad decision, God still instinctively tell me the next one. He don't keep score. He don't care.
Right.
He's just steady guiding me. My biggest problem is when I allow my mind to tell me I'm a hurt her feeling or his feelings or see, and then I'm not listening to God anymore. I'm listening to my mind because my mind want me to be everybody's friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so what drives? That's why when you read and feed, so I used to think when I'm reading and I'm listening to tapes, I used to think I'm really feeding my mind. You know what I'm feeding? I'm feeding my soul to be aware of my mind.
Mm.
See, I got a mind that don't like me, and I know that now. See, my mind made smoking crack cocaine, all right, so I know my mind don't like me. I ain't under no illusion no more. My mind made me cut my wrist, so I know my mind don't like me.
Right.
How can a man go all the way to Iraq and fight a war and come back home and commit suicide?
Right.
His mind. So here's the question. How do I know which one is talking? Because you got to practice listening. Here's some things to help folks. First, God is going to be unemotional when he talks. It ain't going to be, no, you got to do something. I'm just going to tell you go left. I'm not going to put
right.
no energy behind it. I'm just tell you the police up there when you're speeding. I'm not going to tell you to stop. I'm just going to tell you what's up there. See?
Right.
And it's my job to get in touch with that and just be obedient to it. Don't judge it. Don't debate it. Don't second guess it. And most importantly, don't allow my mind to start looking at it.
Oh, wow. I just want to stop you. Please continue. I want to say one thing. Everybody, you're listening right now to Mr. Jose Villegas, who is the author of the book Emotional Prisoner. He is dropping it. I swear I am going to do part two with this man, and we're going to do it for like 2 hours. But until that takes place, for those of you in the Newark, New Jersey area or the New York City metro area, he is the featured speaker at the Master Your Mind Weekend, and it's taking place at the Sheraton Newark Airport Hotel, not the little one in Elizabeth, the big one on Frontage Road. This man is the real deal. I mean, you're hearing, I'm sitting here taking notes, and I know him. I mean, the event information line is 973-863-7489, but all the information is going to be on our website, liferemixedradio.com. Again, liferemixedradio.com. As soon as we go off the air, we only have 8 minutes left of the show, and I'm kicking myself. Mr. Villegas, you have to come back, and I want you to close out the show, but I just want everybody to know that this is the information that changes lives. This is the information that helps you do better. We can do better because we know better. That's the whole concept of Life Remixed Radio. I'm taking everything that we know as adults, mixing it up, and rethinking how we can run and function our life. And it is my pleasure to be in acquaintance and friendship with Mr. Villegas. So, again, he is the keynote featured speaker at the Master Your Mind Weekend taking place at the Sheraton. So, Mr. V, you just gave us tip number one, that God is unemotional. What else can you drop us with? And we have about 5 minutes left in the show.
Number two, which is so important and very important, you have to first accept the fact that you are not your mind.
Mm.
And you must begin to talk to your mind. It is all right to talk to your mind. It's a whole different entity. It's not you.
Right.
And if you believe it's you, it's going to kill you. And that's another way to know, how do I know when God's talking and my mind talking? Because God will never tell me to hurt myself. My mind will.
Whoa.
So another thing,
is it safe to say our mind is our thoughts?
As a matter of fact, that's how your mind operates, through thoughts. And feelings, though. It has emotions on its side, though. See, emotions is different from instinct in that instinct is a feeling, it's a hunch, it's a thought, but it's not energized. You see what I'm saying? Emotions is energized. It's always making you want to react. The reason I always use something like drugs and alcohol, because I've always not wanted to feel what I was feeling, and I've always thought I needed to use something to not feel that feeling.
Mm.
So I ended up trapped by addiction. But when I took the drugs and alcohol away, my life got bad, real bad, for about 6 years, because now I didn't have something to hide behind. Let me tell you a recent discovery just this 4th of July. See, I work real hard on myself. That's why this is so powerful. Let me tell you what I discovered this week, just this weekend, right? I'm going to say it quick because we're running out of time. Well, we do need a couple hours. Let me say this quick. Let me tell you what I found out, too, because you got to start noticing your mind. My wife and daughters went left town, and I stayed home, right? And I noticed for the first 2 days, that Friday and that Saturday, I began to just feel depressed and struggling. And then when they was coming back Sunday, I immediately started feeling good again, and I cooked dinner for them to come back and all of that. And because I jumped right into taking care of them, I didn't really analyze the feeling, right, the whole situation. So Monday I rewound the tape because they left and went to something that evening. It gave me time to be with me again, right? So everybody needs to get a change partner. That's somebody you can't change your mind by yourself. You need to find somebody. You know you can't change your mind by yourself. You can't change it and observe it and have it trick you too. The mind is too slick. And here's the key. Now, this is important. I found out that I had defined myself by my family, and when they was gone, I didn't have a life.
Oh, my
God. I'm telling you. And when it was coming back, I was happy again because now I can define myself. See, this introspection I'm talking about. And
oh,
I'm an emotional
God.
Prisoner. See, I'm at the fine stage. You know, it's like coarse, medium, and fine. I'm at
the fine
stage where I'm catching all that really little stuff that keeps me trapped. Because really, I thought about it. I said, I know too much information and still be going in and out of the struggle. And I'm starting to look at that there's different levels of unconsciousness that we have to uncover. Man, let me give you my website before I forget that. Yeah, let me give you that.
You know what's so funny? I'm sitting here with my mouth open. I have to say something, too. I got quiet. You know, I got real quiet because I'm getting ready to ask you something. I would really like, and I would be so honored if next Wednesday, don't answer me on the air, marinate on it, but this is the offer. I know you're going to be in Newark, New Jersey next Saturday. I want to go on a crazy marketing blitz and bring you back on the show next Wednesday night. That way, all the people that missed tonight, I'm going to send an email out of the audio. So if you can just, you know, marinate on it, I'll talk to you behind the scenes.
Okay.
And we do like a slamming 1 hour so people can really get a taste of what you're about. Because I'm sitting here with my mouth open, the show's almost over, and I can't even speak.
See, what happens is God has used me in a way that I'm the guinea pig of this. That's why it works, Si.
Yes.
That's why it works. I don't want to tell you something that I didn't use, you know.
Well, please give everybody your website. What is your website?
It's the letter J, the letter V for Viegas, the word winner, like loser, winner, JVWINNER.com, JVWINNER.com. I use all words to empower myself because people use a lot of words to depower me. So I hope folks come out to this event because I'm telling you, I got so much stuff to share and break the mind down and let you see. You got to understand that the mind is really memory. Memory is our biggest problem. It says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I say, be ye transformed by the renewing of your memory. And you can't do that without physically doing something different. You got to store new experiences inside. So, this thing. Yeah, we need some time. We need to do this again.
I just want to say we're down to the last 2 minutes of the show. We are talking here with Mr. Jose Viegas, and the topic of today's show is Master Your Mind. And Mr. Viegas is the keynote featured speaker at the Master Your Mind Weekend. You know something? I think I'm going to bring in another guest, Mr. Obina Indu, next week. And I think next week we're going to do Master Your Mind Week. Well, we're talking about this hot topic every single week. I mean, every single day next week. We're down to the very end of the show. Mr. Viegas, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us. Anybody, as soon as we get off the air, I'm going to upload all of his information, the tips that he shared with us. It's going to be available on Life Remix Radio. Listen, I just got a message in the chat room from Rocco30. It says, I caught on late. I hope you, it says, I caught on late. Rocco30, who signed on at the chat line, we will definitely put the information up. And anybody that wants to check out his show, go to blogtalkradio.com/Rocco. But, Mr. Viegas, thank you so much for joining us. It has been a pleasure. Today's show has been sponsored by the Master Your Mind Weekend. The website is creatingpossibilitiesnow.com. Mr. Viegas, we're down to 30 seconds. Would you like to give your final thought?
Yes, right quick. The most important thing is that the greatest crime ever committed is when a person keeps stealing from themselves and doesn't even realize anything is missing.
Well,
stop stealing from yourself.
That's a wonderful place to leave us with. We are out of time. I just want to say thank you again tremendously. For those of you, again, in the Newark, New Jersey, New York area, Master Your Mind Weekend is next Saturday, July 19th. All the information will be listed on the website. Thank you for listening, and just know you can experience success in every single area of your life. I'm just stunned with the information that was provided today. Thank you. Just want to say thank you, God, and so it is. Everybody have a great day. Mr. Viegas,
all right.
You're the real deal, baby.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, Sai. Call me later and we'll set up for next week.
I sure will. Thanks, everybody. And I just want to leave you with thanks, God, and so it is.
Yes. Bye.